This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Quick break, then we'll be back with Rachel Payne.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
We're Victorian bushfire survivors. We know fire.
With flames reaching 1100 degrees, the wave of radiant heat can kill from 200 metres away.
If you knew fire, you'd prepare your home.
You know when to leave, where to go, and how to get there.
We know how important it is to plan and prepare.
How well do you know fire?
Plan, act, survive.
Go to vic.gov.au/nofire. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Joy sponsor.
Goldfinger!
This Christmas Day, Alan Ross is hosting an extra special Jolly Broadcast as he counts down the best songs from movies as voted by you. From Grease to Dirty Dancing to The Lion King and more. Get into the holiday spirit, dust off your old movie anthem albums and vote for your faves. Head to joy.org.au to vote in the poll before December 23rd. Then tune in to Cafe Latte from 11 a.m. on Christmas Day to join in on the movie music magic.
The world's most uplifting radio station, Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Nevena. And I'm going to let Nevena introduce our next guest because, I'm really pleased this person's been elected, but Nevena is over the moon, aren't you?
I am ecstatic. I have to say we're joined in the studio by Rachel Payne, one of the two new MLCs elected from the Legalise Cannabis Party. Welcome, Rachel.
Hooray. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And what an introduction. I mean, these last 2 days, 3 days have been such a whirlwind. So it's so nice to be in studio with you both.
Thank you. And I never thought I would see the day when the legalise, you know, when people would be elected who wanted to legalise cannabis.
Mm.
I knew it would possibly happen in my lifetime. If we were lucky, we might be thrown a mangy bone of decriminalisation. But I feel this, it is time. It is time, you know, with the right controls and the right quality measures and the right supports to allow people, you know, if they want to use cannabis. We don't restrict what people drink, right? You know, we have, you know, a prescription medication problem in this community. We have serious other drug problems. It's time, I think, that we have a serious discussion about this. So, Rachel, what's your plan?
Well, and, you know, what a you're speaking my language, Macca. I mean, we do have, you know, I agree that there is an opioid issue in this country, as well as alcohol. I mean, we know that alcohol causes so much more harm than cannabis ever could. So to be talking about a plan, I mean, the first thing was to get us elected. And I mean, from what we saw with the federal election, we saw that the party had a good uptake of people really responding to that, you know, clear message of legalised cannabis. So getting the party registered just before the state election was a mean feat, and we did it. And our campaign strategy was to focus on that one message, which was to legalise cannabis. Look for the leaf on the ballot. I still hear that ringing through my head. Yes. So, and I agree with you. Decriminalisation would be throwing us, you know, a mangy bone. I think Victoria is ready for legalising cannabis. We saw the numbers come up in the state election that showed we had the highest vote outside of Labor, Liberal Coalition and the Greens. I mean, that speaks volumes. And it wasn't about us candidates. It was about that core issue. Legalised cannabis.
Nevin has got a question. I want to ask, in other jurisdictions around the world, you know, we often think about America, but huge parts of South America, you know, and other parts of the world that have legalised cannabis, what has been the experience there? How many of them are actually saying quality controls, but also, you know, we're going to tax it, we're going to be very disciplined about how it's sold? Can you give us a bit of a feel for that?
And I think we can learn a lot from what has happened overseas. You've got some countries where it's kind of very corporate, and I can say that coming just back from LA and experiencing, it was like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for adults. It was so much fun, but it's incredibly overwhelming. And I'm someone that consumes cannabis, and it was too much for me. So you also have sort of compassionate policy points and compassionate policies around compassion clubs, social clubs, looking at where you can have people come together and share their cannabis, share their experiences. Mm. Some people can grow for others. So I think looking at those broad brush positions of different countries, different jurisdictions and what they're doing. I know that there's also New York is now talking about legalization, and their whole push is for social enterprise and excitement around that income being moved into supporting the social elements of what's needed in that state, particularly around homelessness. So
absolutely.
I think that we can learn a lot from what's happened overseas. There's a lot of lessons that we will probably reflect on and go, we're definitely not doing that. There's things that we can also look at that we can definitely see that Victoria would not be ready for, and I would think that would be the American style model.
Yes.
You know, you can walk out of the airport and there's advertisements everywhere for cannabis. So it's quite
and you
amazing.
Can, and you can smell it.
Like
it is it is. And I think the other, I'm going to defer to Nevena after this, but I have one particular question that I'm a bit challenged by.
Mm.
So I saw some signs in LA last time I was there. Granted, it was a few years ago. Don't smoke and drive.
Mm.
So in Victoria, it's illegal, you know, to drive with a very, very tiny amount of THC in your system.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to work? You're allowed to, you know, alcohol's
0.05.
Mm-hmm. People will say, there's actually, you know, you can't have any amount of cannabis and drive safely.
Mm.
You know, I have an opinion on that.
Yeah.
But what is your party's position on that? How are you going to approach that? Because if, long draw here, if we are able to legalize cannabis for personal use, what's going to happen driving a car?
And that's where one of the major reasons why I got involved with Cannabis Party, and I have worked closely with the majority of our members, is that they are medicinal cannabis users.
Yep.
And the issue for them is that they can't get behind the wheel and drive.
Yeah.
They're too afraid to. They feel like they can often be targeted as well. And there is that real issue of, well, it's easier to be prescribed an opioid-based pain medication and take that instead of using medicinal cannabis. We know that people aren't impaired when they're driving. If you're taking your prescribed dose at night, say to sleep or for anxiety, you're not going to wake up in the morning stoned. You'll be fine to drive. We know that.
Yeah.
But what we do know is that the testing currently shows presence, not impairment. There is new research coming out, and I think it's still in those early development stages, that is showing that cannabis consumption and recreational as well, social as well as medicinal, is less harmful than 0.05 driving. So we do know that there's research coming out in that space. We also have other jurisdictions such as Tasmania, where if you're prescribed medicinally, if you have a prescription for medicinal cannabis, you are able to drive within reason. I mean, I think that the police could be skilled in impairment testing, and it may be, you know, touch your nose and walk on a straight line or something like that. It may be that
I used to practice that in my late teens.
And there is so much more happening with internationally around this space as well. You know, we don't want to see people on the roads if they are impaired, but we believe that the majority of people who are medicinally prescribed are not impaired when they're driving.
Right.
Rachel, this is a policy-first radio show, and it's been really encouraging to see just how across the detail that you are. But could you just quickly just tell us about yourself and how you came to be elected?
Sure. So my background is professionally I worked in the federal government for a few years. I worked for Centrelink, Family Court. I'm well-versed in working with different jurisdictions and interpreting legislation. I also headed up Eros Association that represents the adult industry. So So my background there, I feel, has really geared me towards cannabis. I'm passionate about cannabis because I have used cannabis my whole adult life as well. I find it's better for me for anxiety and to turn my brain off. I'm very busy in my head a lot of the time, so I prefer to use cannabis than some sort of pharmaceutical-based medication. I think my time with Eros probably got me to a skill set where I became well versed in dealing with industry that is heavily stigmatized and highly regulated, as well as quite discriminated against. So there is a lot of stigma to break down, and this is where I sort of want to fly that flag. I mean, people like me, and there's a lot of me in society, cannabis users, and we need to break down that stigma of what that looks like. It has helped me in my life. It has not caused me any injury.
I want to, yourself or your colleague, once a month, come in and have a chat to us. Tell us how it's progressing. Tell us what the upper house is like. As you know, Fiona was a regular guest, Fiona Patton. We'd love you or your colleagues, you know, to come in and talk to us about this, because I think it's an important issue. There's a lot of safeguards needed, but, you know, let's have a decision based, you know, let's have some legislation based on really good policy, and I think you're the people to do it.
Wonderful. I would love to come back. Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and Nevena. I neglected Rachel Payne from the Legalised Cannabis Party. Wanted to send a cheerio to her colleague, and I cut her short. Rachel.
I'd love to just say thank you to David Edishank for being on this journey with me, but I'd also love to give a personal shout out to my darling Renee. I wouldn't have been able to do this without you, and I love you dearly. Thank you.
There you go. Big show today. Thank you, Nevena, for being co-host with me. Next week, Nevena and our producer, Fiona Brooke, are hosting the show. I'm having the day off. Paul and I are doing a 1 hour...
Ho, ho, ho on Christmas Day, Macca.
Yeah, ho, F, ho. Christmas magazine.
Looking forward to it.
So thank you. I want to thank Michelle Grattan, Neil Farrow, Liam Byrne, Rachel Payne, Lisa Hardiman from Victoria Police, and Josh Burns, the federal member for McNamara. Saturday Magazine continues without a break over the festive seasons.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.